other sales if I don't make this one, and so forth. This may be a form of positive thinking that I use to put myself in the right frame of mind before I walk into your office, so that when I talk to you, I will talk in a way that is more likely that you will hear what I'm saying. But of course, I don't even need positive thinking to accomplish the simple end of being a worthwhile salesman. All I really need to do is to tell myself, look, people pay more attention to you when you're smiling and you radiate a little enthusiasm, so no matter how you feel about it, you might as well do that. And if you don't feel like smiling or radiating enthusiasm, you might as well not go in, because he's not even going to hear what you say anyway, and it'll simply be a waste of your resources to go in. Now, if you have a big job ahead of you and not much enthusiasm for plowing into it, it helps sometimes to remind yourself that the only way it will ever get done is to put one foot in front of the other and take it one step at a time, and an hour from now you'll have less left to do, and 2 hours from now you'll have even less left to do, and tomorrow it may be all done, and so forth. But these forms of positive thinking are obvious, and I doubt if everything I've said on the subject up to now has added 1 ounce of insight to anyone in this room. So now let's look at what I consider to be the unrealistic side of positive thinking. Suppose I'm coming to your home or to your office to talk over a business deal with you, one that I have initiated, and I stand outside your door and I say to myself, in effect, this person is going to buy. This person is going to buy. This person is going to buy. And suppose I mistakenly say it out loud and you overhear me. Now, would you care to comment on the degree of control you have over this sale and whether or not I can make the determination that this person is going to buy? Do you believe that it is all in my hands, that you have now lost all control over the situation, that you will either buy or not buy depending upon what I say to myself standing outside your door? Obviously not. And yet there are people in this world who would like you to believe that your mental attitude will actually determine whether or not others will buy from you, and that if they don't buy from you, it was because you didn't have the right mental attitude, meaning that they have no lives of their own to make independent decisions for themselves. The positive thinkers are saying, in this way, in effect, that your mind controls the minds of others, that everyone else in the world is a slave to your mental attitude. Positive thinking is a harmless enthusiasm builder so long as it is suggested as a way of controlling your own actions. But when it is suggested as a way of controlling other people's actions as well, so that good things will happen to you coming from others, then it's no longer harmless, it's dangerous. Not dangerous to them, because they couldn't care less. They're going to be totally unaffected by all this. But it's dangerous to you, because now you're going to be expending precious resources concentrating on irrelevancies. Reality is, others are what they are. Your time and attention should not be devoted to putting the right thought waves in the air, but rather to investigating reality as it is, so you can deal with it as it is, not as you would mentally like to remake it. Are these people the kind of people I can deal with so that I can get the maximum success for myself? That's the question that's relevant. Not what kind of an attitude can I have that will completely change somebody who doesn't want to buy what I have and make them suddenly want something different in life from what they have always wanted. Positive thinking is nothing more than wishing when it is expressed in this way. It's an attempt to change reality by wishing it were different from what it is. That people were different from what they are, that they wanted different things from what they do, that they were looking for different things in their lives from what they are. If it were really possible for you to change the mental attitude of others through your own mental attitude, it would be just as possible for these others to be controlling your thoughts, in which case life would be nothing more than a clash of thought waves. And my competitors, for instance, would be malpracticing against me by thinking good thoughts about my customers and bad thoughts about me. And I might just as well stick pins in their images before I go to bed at night, because it would have as much bearing on the case as their thinking good or bad thoughts about me or my customers. Another hopeless irrelevancy to me about the concept of positive thinking is the expect the best attitude. Why? The best doesn't always happen. No matter how I expect the best, no matter how I do things as right as I can conceive of them, the best does not always happen. And if I'm not prepared for the fact that the best will not always happen, I won't know how to deal with less than the best when it comes my way. I would rather expect that reality is going to work itself out in keeping with the natures of all physical and human participants involved. And because of that, I will be alert enough to investigate the nature of these other participants so I'll know what to expect. By recognizing that each will act in conformance with his nature, it becomes incumbent upon me to determine what that nature is and base my decisions on that. Expect the best means